From the point of view of the presidency, the doctors attending to the president are satisfied that there is no reason or cause to be concerned about his health. He is fine. He is back fully on duty. At the same time, we would like to state clearly that we will not engage in gossip and rumors around his health.
So what assurances will the presidency give to South Africans, especially hearing these in newspapers?
The record is very clear. When the president needed rest, we said so publicly. The doctors confirmed it to us. Then the doctors carried out tests, and his half-yearly tests made it a major examination. He was kept in hospital for 24 hours for thorough checkup, and they discharged him satisfied with the results. And he is now back with his public engagements and as well as his office work. So what more can I say on that? The record is there. It speaks for itself. And I'm saying that the doctors believe that there is no cause for concern with regards to his health condition.
Some of his opponents are saying that to prove President Zuma's good health, his health records must be made public. Well, what do you make of that accusation?
Why do we have to prove rumors and gossip to be unfounded? If we were to spend our time engaging with rumors and gossip, we'd spend all our life just repudiating rumors and then having to prove, whereas the gossip does not require to be proved.
But they are saying that when President Zuma, after taking a rest and coming back, he appeared to have lost weight, and that this is proof of what they claim to be his rather poor health.
I have had a flu at the moment and have lost 1 kilogram. Does that warrant saying now that therefore the person is ill, or that the person must prove that you are fit? I don't believe that that is a correct approach. I think tiredness is something that affects everybody, and I think presidents do work extraordinarily long and hard hours.
Some supporters of the ANC are saying these are politically motivated. The opposition are saying they are justified in asking these questions for the presidency to answer. What do you say to that?
I don't want to engage, as I said, with the gossip and rumor mongering around the president's health. I do not want to give them credibility. I have told you what the doctors have told me, and that should be sufficient from the presidency side.